At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance,
good
along
morning,
with RJ.
Good morning, parents. Here, I'll do the first part. Good morning, parents.
Shut up. That's...
No, thank you, Dave.
Don't tell me you guys just saw
that's
that video.
That's the first time I saw it was just right now.
I saw it last year, and if for some reason it popped back up yesterday where all of a sudden...
I don't know why.
Somehow it popped up. It's weird how the videos, like, every once in a while I'll get the girl... Here's the videos I'll see. People send lightning videos I've seen where the guys get struck and killed by the lightning in India. That they show that one. They show the tree getting split, like, really close to the camera. Lightning video, I get that sent that. Like, randomly, it'll pop up 6 months later. I get this one. The girl. So let me see if you've seen all these. The girl.
I've seen the split tree.
Yeah, you've seen that one. Have you seen the ones where the guys are standing on a standing around a tree? The tree gets hit, and all of a sudden, all four of them fall down.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, you've seen that.
Seen that.
Have you? Okay, you've
seen
this.
But you get all the lightning ones.
I got all lightning, so you can't show. There's not a lightning one I haven't seen.
Because you will die that way.
Yeah, I already know I'm dying. And apparently, I got 4 years.
That's it.
Gilbert gave me 4 years. Because I made the stupid mistake when I was a 790 of saying, do you know what year I'll die? I die. Gilbert goes, yeah, 2027 anyway. Like,
I don't.
That was chilling.
Well, he did.
And I already know.
He did say mine, too.
Yeah, I was 10 years after. So yours is probably 20. Yeah, I think yours is 2031.
Yeah. I don't think it's a year.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Or maybe 2032. It's always 10 years after the day that you
asked. Oh, is it from the day?
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm kind of figuring out. But and I've just always felt like I would get struck by lightning. And it wasn't that long ago. There was some like serious lightning around me. And I kept thinking, if I get struck and killed, what will people say? Like, will they give
Gilbert
me credit?
Was wrong.
Right, but will they give me credit? Like, oh my God, this is like, will I go viral? Or this is a guy who predicted his own death by lightning, and like, or do I need to put it somewhere on a video where people can retweet it so I can be famous after I'm dead for dying of lightning?
Yeah,
like he called a shot.
You better put it. We'll
the
play
ultimate
this.
Handicapper.
No, we'll play this.
Okay, yeah, you know, just save this. RJ,
what is today? February 28th, the 7 o'clock hour, first minute of the show.
You better save that. So what about this? Have you seen this video? I'm going to need a grade on this, Lance. So there's three of them I get all the time. Big girl at Best Buy who's sliding and punching this guy. And it looks like pass pro, and she is rough now.
She's good.
You've seen that one. How about this
she
one?
She could honestly play left tackle.
No, she 100%. Dana White brought her to the UFC. I swear to God, she got tickets to a UFC event, and this is... Well, it wasn't during pandemic. I don't know. But, yeah, he took her to a UFC event.
No way.
Yeah. She got tickets to UFC for, you know, for her defensive, you know.
Yeah.
Have you seen Big Girl in Black Dress who takes either a guy or girl and, like, torques him and slams him to the ground? They're, like, in a McDonald's. It looks like a drunk thing going on. I mean, drunk videos could be anything. But I've gotten that one several times. I've already written that one up 3 years ago, and people still ask me to write that one up. Dog, guy running a route, and dog chasing him, and he like shakes the dog. Yeah, well, dog's right there on the route.
What about priest running a route?
Priest doing a double move.
Yeah, double move.
I've
freeze.
Seen. Yeah, everyone yeah. gives me a manita. What is it? What's my write up? Just right. good sinks his hips. Make it, and it wasn't even really. He didn't sink his hips.
No, but he
it really should be the corner not
crushed
playing
that
well.
Kid. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, the priest doing double move. Yeah, see, yeah. these That's are a, ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are ones that we get. Yeah.
All the time. This one I just saw for the first.
The little black kid in the class who's got bad language.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And his dad was there.
Shut up.
No, yeah. He said.
Dad went and picked him up like, this is not going to look good for me.
How does dad let. Now, I had a little cousin that was, you know, just a little kid. And he dropped F-bombs and everybody laughed and clapped and was like, oh, that's so cute and so funny.
You got a little kid in back of the lane.
Yeah, except when he, you know, did it at school. You know, and then it was like, hey, that's not cute anymore.
It became a lot less cute. How about this? When Mason, my son Mason, was either 3 years old or 4 years old, we had taken him to a pediatrician, and I'll never forget. I mean, he wasn't even five. He was either three or four, and he's still like this today. He doesn't like wearing coats. He doesn't like the feeling of stuff on his body. Right? I think he's got something where it just, like, he didn't like, my kids have weird stuff. Alec didn't like the seam of a sock against his toes. Mason doesn't like didn't like jeans, the feeling of jeans on his legs. That
he's
feeling.
Always in shorts, isn't he?
Yeah, he's always in shorts, and he's had a sensitivity to. So I think he's got a sensitivity.
Frankie never wanted
stuff.
Enough. Frankie, it was like a battle every time she had to put a coat on.
To this day, I can't. Snacks, I picked him up when it was in the 30s, and he's shivering. I'm like, what are you doing? I didn't know it was going to be this cold. As soon as you walk outside of the car, you know how cold it is. What are you doing? So Mason, when he was at a pediatrician, he's 16 now, when he was either three or four, I think he was three, my wife said, Mason, you need to put on your coat. I don't want to put on my effing coat.
What?
Excuse me? Excuse me? Well, man.
Where did he learn that language?
Not dad. Dad didn't let it fly. And then Drake, whenever Drake was.
How did she? She can't. It's hard for her to punish him for that.
I know. Yeah. And then Drake, whenever he was. Oh, I got something else to tell you during a break. It will never get on the air. And all I can say this because she's
We've
listening.
Seen all of these. Yes, the guy putting the garbage in the can.
Oh, yeah. That's every draft.
That's every draft. Lance
every draft.
Sees that.
I get that. Trash can on
trash
fire.
Trash can, yeah.
I get that all the time. You know, trash
dumpster
can.
Dumpster fire.
Dumpster on fire.
Yes.
Going down the flood. Right. I've seen that. So what about this? So Drake is sitting there and.
And Lamont, don't send us the cocaine hamster.
Yeah. So Drake, my oldest son, whenever he was, we were in a Target. He was five. We were in a Target, and I was taking back his something was messed up with the little bike I got him. So I was taking it back, and I took it back to this Target, and then I was going to so I took it back for a refund, and I got another I got something else. I was checking. I was waiting, and the person checking us out was this lady who, you know, there was some facial hair. There was some facial hair on this lady. And Drake, at age five, goes, why does that lady have a mustache? Why do you have... And I'm like, no. Why do you have a mustache? Can women grow a mustache? But you ask your professor's wife if she how pregnant she was or whatever. And
Oh, yeah.
And you weren't even five.
No, I was.
You weren't even
I was
three.
In college, and I thought, and I still got an A in the class. And I surprisingly so. I asked my professor, "Hey, congratulations about your wife being pregnant." She's not pregnant. Oh
no! When she was like,
oh,
belated.
But she was leaning. I said, "Wow, the way she was sitting, I guess it looked like."
Is that what you?
Yeah,
what
that's
you
what I
said.
Said. And then I just left. Breaking news: we have a report that Forrest Whitley is still alive. After he pitched yesterday,
John McClain had a video with, Mattress Mack's account said, hey, the all-time great or the great General John McClain caught up with outstanding Astros pitcher Forrest Whitley. I'm like, outstanding Astros pitcher?
What?
Wow, why are we even calling him Astros pitcher? You can call him Space Cowboy.
Yeah. Or
Hook.
Or Hook. Yeah, that's the only. Yeah, you can't call him Astro.
Has he spent a
Astro organization?
Yeah, has he ever spent a day in the bigs? With a 40-day call, he's never had a day in the bigs.
Was he never a call up? No.
Yeah.
No.
He's been hurt or suspended.
Or one of the
or bad.
Yeah, or not
hurt,
there.
Suspended, or bad is all I know of Forrest Whitley.
But
he pitched.
He pitched yesterday. Started, pitched two innings, gave up two runs. Here's Forrest Whitley on how he felt about how he pitched yesterday.
Surprisingly normal. I think getting over that adjustment period last year in AAA really, really helped today. And then also just all the preparation that I did this offseason really made the day go by really, really smoothly, I thought. So I was happy with it.
He has had a problem throwing strikes. Here's Forrest Whitley on being able to throw strikes, although, you know, some of them were hit, being able to throw strikes after having trouble throwing strikes last year.
The most important. I think that's priority number one in camp, is just filling up the zone. I know I've got competitive stuff to, you know, get good hitters out, so just got to get in the zone and get head count and just put the pitches in the right spot with two strikes.
I am seeing more and more excitement about the pitch clock. I am seeing more positivity about the pitch clock than negativity.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, because I would figure the coverage has only the most memorable of the coverage is negative. It shows the negative impact of it. So I would think it would be more. I would think you would see more negativity surrounding it.
Well, there's less than two pitch clock violations per game. Have you watched the game?
I watched part of the Astros.
Yeah. I watched yesterday. I was watching the Red Sox and I forget who.
Oh, I didn't do that.
I was watching, and you know, it didn't feel it. And from the reports are it. It's normal. And actually,
well, when you have the clock in the background, and you have to have the clock where the pitchers can see it. But it makes me more nervous. I'm like, I notice the clock all the time.
Yeah, I I'm looking at it just to see, you know, and I'm going to let the. I think that's going to go away too. I think it's going to go away. I think it's just going to be natural that it's just going to be a lot faster. Here's Alex Cora on if he likes what's going on with the pitch clock.
It's been great. I love it, to be honest. Why I say that? Because I want to be home in sooner rather than later, and I think it's a better product for the fan base, for the fans. I can tell you from experience right now with my kids. You know, they're playing soccer, they're playing baseball, they're doing gymnastics, and in order is 1A, 1B, 3, and it's baseball.
He went on to say it's just so slow. You got to stand.
No, that's Alex Cora saying that. That's a manager and a former big leaguer saying his kids. That should be scary for me.
He went on and, you know, hey, there's nonstop. When you go to soccer, you're running all the time. Gymnastics, jumping around and everything. You got to wait in line. You have to sit there and stand there. There's not going to be a pitch clock in Little League.
No, you have to think about this. You know, we complain about things we see that are not great necessarily. You know, the social media stuff, for example. We know kids are grown-ups are addicted to social media. Grown-ups are addicted to technology. We can't put our phone. You see people who have to be texting while they're driving. I mean, what could be more dangerous than that? And yet it's only getting worse. It's upon us, and it's going to continue to happen. That's like saying, you know, the short attention span stuff, and we can act like something is cyclical. Things aren't going to be as cyclical anymore. They're just changing more quickly. And so younger people, you can see it when you go to a baseball game. Now, everyone is on their phone during a baseball game. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a baseball game with teenagers? I've been there with teenagers. I've watched other people around me. Teenagers don't watch much baseball.
No.
They're primarily on their phone most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't get my kids to go to games when they were teenagers.
So I do think, you know, for me, I don't want it to creep into the integrity of the game, meaning where you're not getting good pitches, you're not seeing good hitting because it's being rushed. However, it is important. I do think a clock is important. I might put a couple more seconds on it, but I think they'll just have to get used to this.
Listen, I'm watching it. It was actually more enjoyable as opposed to just standing around. You know what? Here comes a pitch. Here comes a pitch. Here comes a pitch.
Yeah.
As opposed to all the crap that they – you don't realize how – really, the game should be 2.5 hours. The game really should be.
It actually used to be when we watched it a lot. You didn't get to 3-hour games that much, especially in the National League.
Bob Gibson used to throw two-hour and 20-minute games.
Roy Oswalt did.
Roy Oswalt did. That's how baseball can and will. You know, it's just it's going to be difficult because it's new, but it's going to be the new normal. And you know what? Get in a box and let's hit and throw the ball.
Yeah, I can talk about. Yeah, man, you know, the owners, the concession price, the concession stand stuff. Well, they can just raise prices on you. That's what they'll do to make up
the... They do that anyway.
Yeah, they're going to make up the difference. Guess what? Your nachos will go up 50 cents. Okay, and then, well, you're not going to hear the banter.
Are you worried that they're not going to make as much on concessions?
No. Oh, no, not for me. I wish they would go down, but I'm just saying that was one of those probably unintended consequences, which I'm sure the owners already thought about. But then... You know, I don't love the fact that baseball does have – I do like to hear, especially during playoffs, I do love to hear – and maybe they'll – you know, maybe they will make some alterations about pitch clock and hit clock, make changes in the last two innings maybe.
They're not. I don't think they will.
But we have a two-minute – we changed the way football's played in 2 minutes.
Right. But here's the thing, too. I got a second or a third grader. I know I can go. I'm right now. I can take them to the game, but I've got to leave by 9:15.
Oh, I'm going by 6-7.
I can't see the whole game. Now I can watch the whole game and get the kid in bed by 10:30. I mean, this is going to be something. I think that's going to be. While they may lose in concessions, there's going to be a lot of parents that can take their kids now that didn't before. Because it was you were wasting at least two and a half innings.
Well, the reality is baseball's boring to young people because there's a lot of wasted time. The time of actual baseball versus non-baseball. Now, you make the argument about football plays versus non-football, and there's way more dead time between plays.
Football, yeah.
But football has and football doesn't have as many plays, and football people are excited about that. I do think it sucks that we won't get to hear the stories. I think not hearing John Smoltz break down what's going on between pitcher and hitter, that sucks. But you're fighting for the survival of baseball. And that may sound like hyperbole, but it's really not.
It's really not.
At some point, all the 10-year-olds right now who are bored with baseball are going to be 34-year-olds and 36-year-olds who are producers, executive producers, they're content creators, and they're consumers with the most spending. And that's a major, major problem when it comes to the new world of streaming.
8:30, Roflo joins us. Robert Flores from Houston.
Great guy to talk to.
He's the best. Love Robert Flores. We will have him on today. So, and we'll hear from Jeremy Pena on the other side about what he thought in his first game back with the big club. We are going to talk right now about Aqueduct Plumbing, and I'm a big fan. I've said this before. I don't know what kind of problem you have, or you may not have a problem right now, or you may not know about a problem. If you have an older home with older pipes, you may want to repipe now before you have a real big problem. If you do have any issue, if you have any leaks or whatever, but listen, you can get, you need to get your water heater looked at. You need to get it cleaned. If you haven't cleaned it in a while, you need to do that, because I had mine cleaned when they came over. I was like, wow. He said, man, you should have done this. You've gone 8 years without doing this. Guess what? You need it.
Yeah, I had gone I'd gone about 8 years also. They had to do mine three times. And I always wonder why I had so much sediment. Like, I was getting blockage in my shower heads because of that. And that's just an example of how they'll put you on game with stuff you didn't even know about. Like, oh, really? I'm supposed to have this done every year? Oh, I guess I'll have it done for the first time ever. And they had to do it three times. They found the piping issue I had and did a repipe and completely transparent. I had an easy one. To them, it was easy with leaky faucets. The big jobs, the small jobs, it's all the same to them. They're going to get it done, and they're going to get it done for a fair price, and they're going to get it done with honesty. Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to the website and see all their services. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Switch it up to the tone that I'm used to. Take it back to the days when it felt like a dream.
After all, you are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Dream Shake says it's going to be interesting how the batter's number's going to look. I can see the offense suffering. Batters are going to feel pressure to go up there and just hack. No time for strategy. I think so. I think we think, both Lance and I both think, the offense is going to go down. Here's it's going to be advantage pitcher, I think, early on with the pitch clock. But no shift is going to be pro hitter, because you can power a ball now through your power side, and as opposed to with three fielders there, a lot of hits taken away.
Mm-hmm. Two fielders versus three fielders. Yeah. It's simple. There's more room. So, yeah, there will be, the singles. You're going to start seeing more singles come back, where they may not just be looking at launch angle all the time. They may just be looking to hit it hard. They'll probably play for home runs still, but you think strikeouts? I don't think strikeouts go down. Pitchers are going to be in rhythm, and hitters can't think. They can't think quickly. This is just going to be a reaction type thing, as opposed to stepping out of the box and, running through your mind, scatter report, tendency, stuff like that. You're not going to have that anymore.
Yep.
Hey, how about the quickness of getting the we didn't even think about this either.
How to get the pitch to the pitcher?
Pitch to the pitcher, and how about the signs? You're going to have to get the signs in?
Yeah, right.
That's going to make them easier to decipher.
And they're supposed to be more stealing, with not being able to hold the runners on. Only
bigger
two throws
bases,
over.
Like baseball is making a huge – you think about this. These are huge fundamental changes to the game.
In 10 years, it's going to be just the normal.
It will.
It's going to be the normal.
But this year, we're going to have a lot of phone calls about this, because I don't want to see games ended because of pitch count stuff, the pitch clock. I don't want to see that.
It's going to be
– that's why I wish they could – so basketball has a higher number of timeouts because they micromanage at the end of a game. Football has a two-minute drill, and there's micromanaging.
But you've got limited timeouts in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah,
now.
You do. But you also have – but you do slow the game down.
Yeah.
You also have in football, you have timeouts. You have – the clock is different. You have icing the kicker. It clearly, the end of a game, they change the way it's played. I think they need to consider that with baseball, because the last two innings are so important. Either change the duration of the clock or take the clock away, where you can really focus on the last two innings if the score is within three runs or even four runs. Maybe you change that. Because let's face it, kids can go home after seven innings anyway.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't think they're going to change
anything.
I don't think you're going to change anything.
Maybe you change some things. Playoffs. Baseball has had different rules.
Well, sure.
Playoffs.
I mean, they didn't have the ghost runner on second.
Yeah, they didn't have ghost runner during the playoffs. I still think the last two innings. Look, one of the things about baseball is you got to bear down, and it's a grind. In the playoffs, I don't know that I love the idea of all this go as fast as you can in the playoffs.
Well, but that's the worst, though. That's actually. It's longer,
but if you do that in the first seven innings, it's still going to be faster. But you know what? You know who cares about baseball in the postseason? People who have teams in the playoffs. I don't love baseball teams that aren't in the playoffs that aren't my team. I mean, if I know the Astros are going to play them potentially, but I'm not watching National League games as much.
Oh,
you
am.
Do. Yeah, but you also watch randomly. You watch, like, golf.
I watch golf. I love golf. What are you, crazy?
You will randomly watch, like...
Boy, I got admonished by one guy yesterday about the Honda Classic, how wonderful it was.
Oh, I
Chris
saw that.
Chris Kirk won, and,
Yeah, I like it better, because now new names are on the scene. And you said, golf doesn't... That's not
great for golf. No, we need...
For Chris Kirk to win.
Jeremy Pena was out there yesterday. Here's his thoughts on the shift.
We'll see. It's going to give us more chances to make more plays. You're going to have more chances to show off, athletic abilities. You're going to have to range some more balls. So, we're going to keep working on it.
How about watching Jose Altuve? I mean, how you want to talk about a guy? Jose Altuve with 1,000 spits, with the head adjustment, with everything, the gloves, everything that Jose Altuve does. He's got to stay in the box now.
This makes me nervous, because he is a creature of habit now.
Let's see. Here's Payne. You're talking about Altuve staying in the box.
I feel like the first pitch for him is always the toughest, because he takes his time walking up to home plate, and then he digs in, to start the game. So I know that's going to be an adjustment for him as well. But, you know, we'll find a way to work with it.
Yep. Got to work with it. That's all. I mean, yeah, Jose Altuve, he takes for – I mean, guys – Tucker can't do the thing in the ground, rub his hands with the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bregman kicking the top of his toes in between every pitch.
Can't do that.
He can't, yeah, hitting with his bat, the top of his toes. He can't do that anymore. Did you ever see the guy who imitates batters do Bregman?
Yeah, perfect.
It's
batting stance guy is like, yeah, that's like Harry Mack freestyling. He's a savant. It's
unbelievable.
A gift.
His Lance Berkman is tremendous.
Yeah. Oh, his Berkman is unbelievable.
He lays the bat down and his Bagwell. But his
have you seen his Eusebio?
His Alex Bregman made me laugh out loud.
Have you seen his Eusebio?
No. He got a Eusebio? Nobody does a Eusebio imitation.
That's why I'm telling you, it is for somebody to do happy 54th. This is Tony. He did this last year on Twitter. I'll see if I can pull it up.
It said
happy 54th birthday, legend, and it was Tony Eusebio.
No way.
And yeah, I mean, who acknowledges Tony Eusebio?
This guy.
Other than batting stance guy. And when you see it, it's unbelievable that
go guy look could up batting stance guy and Tony Eusebio. Oh my gosh. It's so funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah, for those of you that are young, you don't even know who Tony Eusebio was.
Well, you should. Clipper.
The Astro Clipper. Yeah. You know who's garnering some – holy crap. Who is this guy? It's Justin Durden. Have you seen this guy?
Yeah. He raked the other day with two hits.
He's perfect. He's unbelievable. Homers and doubles, and he's like – now, I looked him up. He's been in the Astros organization the last couple of years. He's moved up pretty quick. Last year, I mean, he went from A-ball all the way to Triple-A in 21 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he went from Fayetteville to Asheville to Corpus Christi and to Sugar Land, all in the span of two seasons. He was unbelievable at Corpus. He hit .324 with a 1,027 OPS. But he got to Sugar Land. It was only 32 games. He had a .703 OPS, a .242 average, .305 on base, and a .398 slugging. He didn't hit the ball nearly as well in Sugar Land. I'm not thinking that he's good. He's a right fielder. I'm not thinking that he's, you know, especially a right fielder. I don't think he's taken Kyle Tucker's place anytime soon. But, boy, he ain't scared of this, that's for sure.
No.
And you love that. When a guy comes up and he performs right away.
Oh, you have to.
You love that.
How do you not love that?
Here's Justin Durden. Justin Durden has been, and this may be the last time you ever hear from Justin Durden, on how he's felt so far this spring training.
Yeah, feels good. Feels good to come in and really show Dusty at front office, you know, the whole staff kind of, what I can do, you know, how hard I've been working in the offseason and what I can do up to this point.
That is great. It's great to see. I love when, you know, I mean, it's so, listen, this is their livelihood. This is their life. This is what they eat, drink. That's all they think about all day. And then to get there and to be able to do that is just.
But what a cool story if he gets so hot that they're like, man.
What are we going to do? We've seen that before, though.
Yeah, but when's the last time we saw that? Where somebody came out of nowhere. I can't even
remember. Tyler White had a huge, huge spring, and they had to bring him up.
Is that who it was?
I think there was a Tyler White spring. There was also Twitter. You guys remember. Who was it that had such a huge... It wasn't Chris Burke. There was somebody... there's somebody else that had such a huge, and I remember it. I mean, in the spring, I was there actually, and he had such a huge spring, and they had to bring him up. I forget who it was. Now, this is just a couple of games for Justin Durden, so we'll see. But if he just plays out of his mind, that makes them all go, wow. You know, what are we going to do here? And oh, by the way, you know, with Uncle Mike down. And, you know, needing a replacement, needing a guy, you know, you never know. You never know if a guy could come up and just be that guy that can take over. 713-780-3776. Let's go. If you want to get in here, 7378037766, 1 hour from now, RoFlo is going to join us, Robert Flores, to talk baseball. Right now, we're talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com and sell John Clay Wolf your car. He was so funny the other morning. I mean, this woman said that she was not listening to the show anymore because of how he felt. No, not it
oh.
was.
Oh, they weren't.
It wasn't because
him.
Of me. It was because of the Tiger Tampax thing, and oh. yeah, and
wow, that's kind of mild for him.
And then he was calling her ugly names and stuff. So, and I was just, I couldn't help but laugh. But I just it's ugly. So I would never say stuff like he said, though. If you're looking for a great way, and here's the deal, is, you know, in the middle of doing that stuff, he's selling a car. He's buying cars, excuse me. Guys are telling him, hey, I got this guy, I got this vehicle, I got that vehicle. Some of them, he's like, meh, I don't want that one. You know what? It's a $1,000 car. I don't really want that. That's going to be awfully difficult to sell. You know, maybe you should just give it to somebody or something. Give it to charity. All you got to do, but if you got a car that's worth something, anything, John Clay Wolf is here for you, and he will buy your car for more money. And he does this all the time. And if you can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100, and he always beats CarMax. So if you're looking for a great way to sell that vehicle, John Clay Wolf. He's funny, and he buys your car, and he gives you more at GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let's get Pena in here. He's got a... we were telling stories about kids a little bit earlier. here's Pena. What's up? What's going on, Pena?
Hi, good morning, guys. When I was born here in Houston, Texas, but around maybe like 6 months of age, my dad got a good job down in the valley, McAllen, Texas, and it's predominantly Mexican people down there, or Hispanic, like 75%. So around like 5 years old, my mom and my dad were at HEB, and walking out, I saw my first black guy, and he was bald. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, "Hey, Mom, look, it's Michael Jordan." And it just reminded me of what y'all were talking about this morning. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, Mom, it's Michael Jordan.
It's Michael Jordan.
What?
Man says, is he talking about me? Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, kind man, kind mm-hmm. child.
Yeah. Luke Scott. Luke Scott had a spring where they couldn't. That might be it, JJ. You may be right. The Ninja. Who's the is that Luke Scott? No, Luke Scott's not. Who's the Ninja?
The Ninja.
Who's the Ninja?
I mean, Antonio.
Coach Cole says about 20 years ago, the Ninja. Who's the Ninja? I don't know who the Ninja is, Coach Cole. Maybe you can tell us. Anyway, yeah, maybe Justin Durden's going to have himself a huge spring, and maybe Justin Durden is going to fall off the world. We have no idea.
I mean, the only Ninja I know is Antonio Smith from the Texans. I don't know about pitching. Is there a pitching ninja? I don't know.
I don't
remember that. I remember we called Glenn Barker fastest man on the planet. But
Glenn Barker was the fastest man on the planet, though. Mm-hmm. Remember how fast he was? Oh, my goodness. 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here. I want to get this in. We didn't get it yesterday. Terrell Buckley, the head coach of Orlando. This is so, to me... I love it, and he's getting so many complaints about this. He's getting so much criticism about this.
This is the sideline.
Yeah, he's on the sideline during the Orlando Vipers game.
Yeah,
right.
This is why you will never see sideline stuff in the NFL, but XFL has to do this stuff.
Yeah. Here it's although they were interviewing. I mean, they're starting to interview in the game.
Well, we saw it.
The managers and players in the field.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't. Don't well, think this we'll won't if, happen someday well, hold in the on. NFL.
We'll see if they do now with the game being faster, because managers a lot of times.
Well, I saw it yesterday. They were doing it yesterday during the game. I mean, it's spring training, but
yeah.
Yeah. Here is Tyrell Buckley. His team is not playing well. And here's T-Buck talking about his team.
Welcome back to Orlando here with Coach Buckley. Coach, how do you change this momentum?
We got to get different guys in there. Obviously, I got guys out there that are not competing, that are not making plays. So we got to get people in there, young men that want to play, that want to compete and make plays.
I just saw you walk up and down this sideline and look some guys in their faces. What did you see out of your team?
I'm seeing guys not performing. Look at the scoreboard. They got to perform.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
So a bunch of people are he's throwing his team under the bus. Why can't we be honest? My guys suck.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, why can't we say he's getting lit up about this? Why can't we say, hey, I ain't playing?
I didn't have a problem with, well, he's getting lit up. This is so amazing. Those players have families, and you're disrespecting those men. Shut up. You know what? We got to stop listening to, who cares about disrespect? You know when that stuff doesn't matter, when we no longer have websites to say Tyrell Buckley just said that and Twitter's not having it. When we stop paying attention to all that stuff and no one cares, that's better.
We shall be free. We no longer have people complaining.
Tyrell Buckley said things that can a lot of these guys are still children. We must protect them at all costs. Stop coddling everybody. Stop making everyone like they're an infant. Like, what did T-Buck say?
They're playing like dump, okay? If they're playing like dump, then you know what? Say they're playing like dump.
My gosh.
Well, a lot of people, you should take the – you're the one coaching them up. What about you? How are you doing?
What about you? And this is where Tyrell about to say, what about you?
I coached him up.
You're sitting there taking a big dump in your pants on a couch. Who cares?
You know what?
Just hurry up and rush to diabetes quicker. Whoa. That's what I'd say if I were him. God. Just hurry up and rush to a battle with obesity.
What?
T-Buck.
Wow.
I'm tired. I mean, so what? If you're going to sit there, I'm not trying to tell T-Buck anything about coaching his team. I'm not trying to get on the trail. I'll show him. Watch me. Let me at him. I'll show him. This is a disrespectful. He's disrespecting grown men who have kids. Or he's disrespecting still many of these guys are young children. Or how do you think their families feel? We can't let those people decide anything for us anymore. Those people who do that, they can't be part of our society anymore. Not sports society. They really can't.
I was in Green Bay when Tyrell Buckley got there, when he was drafted by the Packers. He was, you want to talk, Florida State, he was baby Dion. He thought he was.
Oh, my gosh.
He loved him some T-Buck. Now, he said he was
to himself
Jim Thorpe.
And, yeah.
And he said, what, Dick Night Train Lane, your records are going away. Okay.
Jeez.
T-Buck, and he was a huge bust. Austin wants to talk about the Astros. Hey, Austin.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. I just had a quick question. So with Dusty, the way he manages, making sure that he gives those guys an extra rest day and everything, with the fact that Diaz left this offseason, went to go for the Athletics, who do you think is going to step into that role? Are we going to see a lot more of Mauricio Dubon, or do you think they're going to possibly bring up like a Pedro Leon into that role? I'll hang up and listen.
You know, I think that Hensley's going to get a lot more playing time. I don't know about Leon. I don't know that Leon's going to get there. You know, Dubon likes Dubon for whatever reason. He does like Dubon. I don't know. It seems like it could be a problem. Funko Mike's not going to be back for a little while. We'll see. I think Hensley's going to be able to play a much bigger role. And until he can't.
Somebody will.
You know, Jake can play center. Chaz can move to left. You know, I think that's probably the most feasible. Is Jake? Jake gets his time back. He loves him some Jake now. He wants to make sure that Jake gets his shot.
Jake's had opportunities, and he's had times where he's looked good, and he's had times where he's looked really bad. That's part of being a young player. So let's just see what happens. But I think Jake Myers deserves a chance to still show himself. But I also think if it doesn't go well. That what's the problem with rolling through Hensley, Dubon, maybe Leon? What's the problem with moving some minor leaguers up and down just to see, hey, you know.
They do that. They ain't scared of that. They ain't scared
of
that.
No, they're not. But they had, not really last year. It was Dubon and Jake Myers when he was healthy and Chaz McCormick. They didn't do a bunch of that now in the outfield. They have an opportunity now.
Well, they didn't have a need to, really. I mean, no. I mean, well, the,
well, Mike
again,
was gone.
Again, these it's the last 2 years that we've seen.
No. Well, wait a minute. Mike
Jeremy Pena. We've seen that they brought up Corey Lee, they brought up Jiner Diaz, they brought up Jeremy Pena, they brought up Chaz, they brought up Jake, they brought in Dubon. This is all in the last 2 years.
But you say they didn't have a knee, but think about the outfield. You had Uncle Mike was gone by the midpoint, actually before the midpoint, and you had Jordan missing time, hand injuries two different times, and yet it was pretty much just Chaz and Dubon. It wasn't – you didn't have – and Jake, when he was healthy, you didn't have a bunch of guys shuffling up and down from the outfield from the minor leagues. Only the other positions. But outfield, I would have thought maybe we saw another name out there.
Oh.
But it stuck with the same, relatively the same guys. It was more Dubon and Chaz.
Yeah, I don't know why you would, though. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you had the opportunity, though, like to get a Dubon was never hitting. He just – Dubon wasn't a hitter.
He likes himself.
I know.
Dubon,
I don't understand. I'd like to see – some of these other minor leaguers. Now, Jake Myers is going to be there. Jordan hopefully will be healthy, although his hand, I mean, I don't know why. Here we are in 2023, and we've already heard Michael Brantley isn't 100%. Jordan's not 100%. Lance McCullers is going to miss opening day. I'm like, man, what? How are we, like, this is a replay of last year. How are we already replaying last year? We had all this time off.
Yeah. Well, don't forget we did. Well, they got Trey Mancini up. They had Jose Siri up. They had Nico Goodrum. They brought up JJ Manichevich.
Yeah, JJ played a little bit. Yeah, he's the one I forgot about.
I mean,
Goodrum didn't get much time.
No, Goodrum didn't get, and rightfully so. I mean, they had some
JJ
they
got
had
some time,
they had
yeah.
some movement. They had some movement. But I don't, you know, this organization ain't scared to play guys young guys just brought up and put them in huge roles. Because they've been doing it for a while now. It's 743 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Roflo, again, at the bottom of the hour. Robert Flores going to join us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, John Daspit is joining us.
John Daspit is a guy who I love speaking for John Daspit because he has had some, you know, in the Ship Channel, anyone around there. That's why he loves doing NIL deals with guys who are from this area, because, you know, a lot of times we will have certain types of injuries in this particular area or along the coast, you know, headed towards East Texas, where, you know, it's unfortunate, but it can be very, very, there's some dangerous work that's done. And sometimes there are injuries that are had that have long lasting impacts on different workers. And that's why John Daspit wants to make sure that they're taken care of. And there are some cases that he'll get where things go fairly smoothly. And there's other cases where you have companies or individuals who are really fighting hard to squeeze the people that they've hurt and not give them the fair settlement. And the settlement includes, you know, injury, the hospital stay, time where you've missed work. You've got, you know, physical therapy, pain and suffering for injuries that are going to continue to last. I mean, these are things that really happen through no fault of your own. And he's going to passionately pursue justice for the injured. Make sure if you know anyone in the state of Texas who have been injured, he's got 10 cities where he's got lawyers and offices. That's John Daspit. DaspitLaw.com, DASPIT Law.com, or call 713-322-HURT.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell him again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, welcome back. This is a pretty good question here, Lance. What D-Hop to the Ravens? Do you think the Ravens will give up a second rounder for D-Hop?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think that's the value on him. You're paying him. I think he's on the decline. He's been missing time.
That's what the Texans got for him.
Yeah. That's when he was one of the best, if not the best receiver in football. Right now, I think I think he asked for maybe a third. Maybe you get a third.
Oh, I think you'll get more than that. He'll be their number one receiver. I think you'll get it'll be at least a second.
Yeah, it's a late second. That you could sit tight if you're Arizona and say that. If you're Baltimore, you might say, look, we'll give you a third this year and a fourth this year that becomes a third next year if he hits whatever.
Right.
Whatever games played thing. Maybe you do something like that. I would try to stay away from second, but yeah, you're probably right. I mean, it's not a super late second.
No.
I mean,
but even still, he becomes, I mean, D-Hop, name a second rounder where they're going to pick that's even close to the ability that D-Hop has. I mean, now you have to pick up the contract. But
so I think he's more valuable to Baltimore than he is to getting rid of his contract in Arizona. I think Baltimore has a legitimate need for a ball winner. And he's a guy that, you know, Lamar's not the most accurate passer. He's a guy that you don't have to be on frame. You know, you can be a little up and left. You can be a little down. D-Hop's going to go get it. So I love that idea. I love the concept of DeAndre Hopkins to Baltimore. I think it makes sense for all parties involved. And, you know, you're going to keep Lamar Jackson, unless you trade him. But even if you trade him, you still need to address the wide receiver core. But this is a guy who's really built. D-Hop's for the next 2 to 3 years max. So that feels more like a Lamar Jackson move.
Yeah.
Like if Lamar's there.
Doesn't it help him? Doesn't it help Lamar?
It might help if you say, okay, we're going to franchise you this year, Lamar. We're going to get you D-Hop. Maybe it makes contract better the next year. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Lamar, hey, you haven't done anything for me. You haven't helped me much at all at wide receiver. He's in a lot of the same position that Aaron Rodgers is in. What the hell are you doing? How come you're not giving me any help whatsoever? So we've talked a little bit about it, is that Lamar Jackson's mom is his agent. And Lamar Jackson just doesn't have for an MVP and for a guy who's as exciting as he is, he's got no sponsors. He's got no commercials. You don't see him. Here's Mike Florio and Chris Sims on his failed shoe deal.
When it's just the player and a family member running the show, it's harder to replicate. It's impossible to replicate. They can't compete with what the best firms do, the experienced firms. I'm not saying just go out and hire any old agent. Hire one of the best quarterback agents out there, and it doesn't take many phone calls to figure out who they are. And he'd have had a contract by now, and it's a contract he'd be happy with, and this wouldn't be an issue. Oh, and by the way, he'd possibly have other contracts he'd be happy with.
Well, that's the other
contract
thing,
he'd be happy with.
Right. I know, Mike.
That never gets discussed either.
No, well,
contract that wasn't because he doesn't have a marketing firm?
Right. Well, no, you know, Mike, you've heard me a little through our text. I mean, that is one of the rumors that's out there is that there's been some blown marketing deals too, you know, with a big-time shoe brand.
Why was Mike Florio yelling at us?
He's so pissed.
He is pissed for the kid, I think, because I know I've talked to the Adidas guys before in Indianapolis like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and 2 or 3 years ago, whatever. And it was, hey, you know, what's the deal with Lamar? They thought they were going to get a shoe deal done with Lamar, and Lamar's mom, and then Lamar said no. You know, his mom said no, and Lamar said, but you know, if you want to send me shoes, I'll wear them. They're like, great, we're going to pay you to wear our shoes. But we will send you shoes for free. How many do you want? I don't know, like 20. We'll send you 200. You want any camps that we, like, Adidas literally said, wow, you will wear, we'll give you product. Now, he's not beholden, you know, he doesn't have to wear them, but yeah, we'll send you product. You can give it to your friends or whoever. We would just love it if you end up having a picture taken and you're in the shoes, all that does is help us. So, that's unbelievable. And the money that they were willing to pay him, and the mom said no, she just doesn't understand what one of my really good friends who I'm flying to Indianapolis with, Dusty.
Yeah.
Who you know, really big in the NIL space, has been sports marketing rep for, you know, Case Keenum, Andy Dalton, really a lot of guys over the years. He told me a story when he first got started, he had no idea what he was doing. And there was a guy who was famous in the marketing circles, a famous guy in the NFL. You may not know him, but he's famous around NFL circles. Kind of a, kind of a rough around the edges guy. And Dusty was trying to get a shoe deal done
from
with this
New
guy.
Yeah, I know who.
Yeah, your friend knows him. He's not from New Orleans, but he's connected to New Orleans. Yeah, he's connected all over the place.
Yeah,
he's a bit of a gangster.
Yeah,
but anyway, he was with a shoe company at one point, and Dusty said, you know, he goes, he's doing his first shoe deal with the player. He goes, and he called the guy, and said, we want to get a shoe deal done with him. He goes, all right, what are you looking for? How much you want? He goes, $1 million. How many of these deals you done? This is my first deal. He goes, I tell you what, I'm going to be flying into Houston. I got a car service, so I'm going to pick you up. It's a limo. I'm going to pick you up, and I'm going to teach you how to do this. And this guy was nice enough, because Dusty even said, I didn't know what I was doing. And he got in, and he taught him the shoe business. Like, okay, here's how you do marketing. This is what you think it is, but it's no one's getting that. And it's changed over the years, right? Football guys used to have pretty good deals, and then those deals went away, and it's mostly basketball. Now it's lifestyle brands with rappers and stuff like that. So there's not even the amount of money that's for football guys for shoes, because you don't have really, you know, what are you selling, cleats? That's a very small niche audience.
Yeah, right.
So you want the players, now that the players are more lifestyle and brand, it works a little better.
Basketball's easier because everybody wears gym shoes.
Right, but Lamar... You know, Lamar kind of is more of a cultural phenomenon. And so you have an opportunity. Yeah, he knows who we're talking about.
I know who you're talking about right away.
So he taught Dusty how to do shoe deals. Like, this is how you do shoe deals. This guy's been in marketing now 20 years. Now Lamar's mom is trying to just guess at how much money he's worth. And maybe the NFLPA is helping, but there's no way the NFLPA is saying don't take these deals, because these shoe deals would love to get something done with Lamar. So it is, I mean, it's really bad. Lamar wanting to keep everything in-house instead of give up 1% to 2%. And sometimes marketing deals are more. Your contract's 1% to 3%.
How much more would he make 3%? If he was with a good agent?
Oh, John, he would have already
had Jimmy Sexton or
$100 million deals would have already been had.
Unbelievable.
He's thrown away money.
He's thrown away.
And just think about this now. Injured Lamar is not going to be as marketable.
And older Lamar now. Well, you should have jumped on it when you were MVP.
Oh my gosh.
You know how much money he just let just slip away? Unbelievable.
Sport drink money should have been a lock. A clothing attire should have been a lock, and a shoe deal should have been a lock. These are all things that are locks.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are more than welcome to do that. Let's talk a little basketball on the other side. A lot of stuff going on in the NBA. We'll do that when we come back, but right now we're talking a little tequila.
Yeah, Maestro Dobel wants you to experience what they're doing, what they're making for you. And they've got, you know, for tequila, for you tequila lovers, I definitely want you to try Maestro Dobel. I want to see if it can displace one of the tequilas on your shelf right now. Or maybe you just add it. Maybe you've got an expansive tequila collection. I want Maestro Dobel to get their shot, because when you taste it and experience a little, just a hint of sweetness on the back end of some of the Maestro Dobels. Now, there's Reposado, which is totally different than Añejo, and the Silver, which, you know, is used a lot of times in margaritas. The Cristalino, which is a blend of three tequilas, and then it's charcoal filtered and aged. I mean, every one of their tequilas has a distinctive flavor profile. So if you truly love the sipping tequilas, oh my gosh, you've got to try Maestro Dobel. Even if you just love margaritas and cocktails, this is a great chance for you to have a premium tequila ready to take your cocktail, your margarita, to the next level. That's Maestro Dobel. Make sure you experience it for yourself by going to your local liquor store. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you can find Maestro Dobel. If you can't, make sure you ask for it by name. It's Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.